Good morning. Was the song you played Shining the Light?
I believe that was Shine a Light from Darren Hanlon at the very top of that last one.
I think I'll keep that ready.
Look, sounds like a good plan, mate. Because I think at this point, we've seen a few people say we need to take a step back and realize the FBI has come forward to admit they're investigating the current US president and his ties to a hostile foreign government. I mean, Trump has redefined normal in politics, but this is just, this is a lot to take in. This is extraordinary. What's the latest?
Well, the latest on that, of course, is the dynamite testimony. The Republicans tried to shield Trump from that by saying there was some evidence. It may not have involved him. Obama was clear. And this was the leader of the House Intelligence Committee. But the other members said they doubted whether the investigation was over. And then, of course, when Comey came and he just blew it all up, it's cast doubt on everything the president said about everything. Obviously, he was not telling the truth about Obama. Obviously, he's not telling the truth about the British intelligence. Obviously, he hasn't been telling the truth about his involvements with the Russians and his supporters' involvements with the Russians. So he's not been telling the truth. And that's the thing that is most troublesome.
Yeah, it would almost seem like Trump practically lies like he breathes. The top Democrat of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, he said that there is more than circumstantial evidence pointing to collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now, others are saying impeachment or resignation, it's only a matter of time. If we do see Trump taken out of this, though, how damaged is this going to leave, well, I guess both the Republican Party and the U.S. government? I mean, if you saw all this going on in South America or parts of Africa or Asia, you'd be thinking a military coup is in the winds. But just how damaged is this going to leave people?
Well, clearly this is a very different circumstances. When it happened with Richard Nixon, no one expected it. Absolutely no one expected it. Since Trump has been on the campaign trail, people have been talking about it. And the very man that predicted that he'd win the election, predicted the next day that he would be impeached. So there's credible evidence in many political circles that the Republicans are already doing damage control. The Republican Party, as you notice, had been keeping very quiet in their relationships with the White House, period. On the medical bill, they've been talking about it being their bill, not the president's bill. When Obama was doing this, it was Obama's bill. But all of a sudden, it's their bill. As I said, I think two or three times, it looks like the vice president is running the country. The day-to-day operations of the country are pretty much in the hands of the vice president. And so the president clearly saying, this is freeing me up to do more important things, but he hasn't met with a single member of his cabinet. What are the important things he is doing? Well, the important thing seems to be hunkering down with his minions to come up with stories to fight what he knows is coming in the future. They'll be very damaging to him. What is the damage he's interested in? He's interested in the damage to his financial position. I'm interested in the damage to the presidency.
Look, wanted to sort of get into a few other issues while we're at it. Just talking healthcare. Here in Australia, you know, not so long ago, we were screaming bloody murder when our government tried to start charging us just $5 to see a GP. But in the States, Trump Care is going to raise prices and deny coverage to just millions of Americans, 24 million, I think, according to figures I've seen. They were covered by Obamacare, previously covered by Obamacare. Now, this is a far cry from the kind of campaign promises he was making. If the Russian ties don't take Trump down, what's going to happen with healthcare?
Well, with healthcare, there's little likelihood this will get past the Senate, like in our own Senate. The Senate is a very different beast than the House. The House is controlled by the party. Senators are there for a long time. They have more of the interest of the nation in mind. So I don't think we're going to see any healthcare bill coming out of the Congress. I think there'll be three or four senators across the line, and when they do, it's over. There is absolutely no reason to pass a health care bill or the charade of a health care bill that is not a health care bill at all, but a penalty on the lower classes, the very people that elected Mr. Trump.
Now, the United States and United Kingdom, they've both, just previous to this actual attack that we've seen taking place in London yesterday or yesterday morning our time, they've banned people from taking electronics on planes as carry-ons amidst a bunch of bomb fears. What's going on here?
Well, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow, I'll tell you. Now, I think what's going on here is this. For a very long time, there has been the fear that a person in the cabin could ignite something that's in the baggage compartment with their computer by sending an electronic signal. Remember, at one time, we could not turn our computers on for a very long time on an airplane, and there was no ability to get on the internet. Now the airplanes allow you to get on the internet, and this is what's raising the problems, because once you're on the internet, you can send a signal anywhere, and this is the issue. Now, clearly, this is going to mean, I think, that pretty soon laptops will be banned from all aircraft. There's no other way, because if you can't say people from certain countries, because the easiest thing I can do is enter the United States and get on a plane coming from Latin America, but be a Saudi or whatever. So I don't think that's going to work, and I would anticipate, until they can work it out, a ban on all aircraft or a shield that prevents anyone from getting on the internet while they're on a plane.
And just speaking about the London attack briefly, what do you make of the response from the United States so far against this attack?
Well, I think the United States, you know, it's not of one mind on this attack. There are many people who are saying this was not an attack. It wasn't a terrorism act at all. It was the act of one individual who seemed a bit crazed. So pumping it up as a terrorism act was a little bit far-fetched. Had it happened on Oxford Street, we'd be talking about an accident. It just happened at Whitehall. So I think that that's one view in the United States, and I think probably the majority view. The other view is kind of the Trumpian view. This gives us more cause to search certain people, to keep them out of the country and the like. The interesting thing about this gentleman, he was born in the UK. And most of the terrorists in the United States, if you go back, were born in the United States. So maybe American citizens should be banned from America. I don't know. Particularly white ones.
Ed, mate, it's an absolute delight. Do appreciate you joining us again this morning, having a bit of a chat about these wide-spanning issues.
Well, I think when I'm in Italy, I can see a real dysfunctional government, and I'll have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Actually, that'll be very educative, I imagine.
Think maybe I could import some ideas. Like there's dysfunctionality in government in a whole lot of places.
Absolutely. Ed, have a very excellent time on your trip, and we'll chat to you when you get back.
Thank you, and I'm sure we'll have the same topic to talk about.
Absolutely. Our regular U.S. correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely there. As mentioned, actually, Ed's going to be going away for the next, I think, about 3 weeks. We might be free of Ed for the next 3 weeks as he's going to be traveling overseas, although really anything could happen in the next 3 weeks. So if any major United States issues do crop up, he's always available. He's very good to us like that. So Professor Ed Blakely is joining us